Blog Talk Radio.
You gotta stay sharp out here. You gotta stay in the loop. Can't do what you did yesterday. You
can't make it tomorrow. Crack music.
It's not a weapon they can form against me that will prosper. I've been whipping foreign Bentleys with an ill posture. Selassie, I know some deadly rosters. I've been dancing with the wolves, it's like Kevin Costner. Picking up the cakes, it's like Betty Crocker.
Facto.
I can give it to your heart if you already rock.
How you want
but
that?
Keep it low, cause you know you don't want the feds to pop
Wally.
Up. On the real with all this money, only the feds can stop
chill.
Us. On birthdays was the worst days. Now I might pop 80 grand on a Thursday.
Count that up.
2.2 pounds is what the birds weigh. If I'm a pastor, please tell me what the church say.
Amen.
Heard you. Be cool when I swerve through. Call the goons up, them niggas gon' purge through. I done lived through things that might disturb you.
Promise. This ain't the life you looking for. Search my car, but I don't know what they looking for. Secret indictments and I don't know what they took them for. I see mommy in the kitchen, she was cooking raw. The trap house, the trap door. Packed house, now we coming through the back door.
Whip it up.
It was black tops, rocking a black force. Now we hopping out of traps with the mad doors.
Nah, that title does not fit you. The culture is not with you. Your verses are not scriptures. I was the first and 15th block clicker in the spot with the blicker. The plot got thicker. I only indulged in weed and not liquor. Trying to have the best work and finish my rocks quicker. Prices got cheaper. The hill's all mine. Now the work that I'm touching can get me some real time. I kicked it with the Lord. He sent me some real signs. I started to record. I wrote me some ill rhymes. The love and hate thing. I'm dealing with real lines. Now it's two guns up, so I got the concealed nine. They wait for you to die, then they label you a legend. I'm debating on the new M8 or the X7. Fire. Figure either one to be a good look. Yeah, count my blessings, get my lessons out the good book.
Promise. This ain't the life you looking for. Search my car, but I don't know what they looking for. Secret indictments and I don't know what they took them for. I see mommy in the kitchen, she was cooking raw. The trap house, the trap door. Packed house, now we coming through the back door.
Whip it up.
It was black tops, rocking a black force. Now we hopping out of traps with the mad dogs.
50 pointers in the chain just to hide the pain. Trying to count up all this money probably wreck my brain.
Probably will.
Free that nigga Neffin, free that nigga Mane.
Free my
nigga. All my niggas to the system probably go insane. Real street nigga worth a few M's. Rapping real street shit dropped a few gems. I know them niggas mad, I'm in the new Benz. Fuckin' spend another dime on some new rims. Niggas from my hood, die from niggas from my hood.
Swear to God.
But everything I learned came up out the hood.
Seminary.
I took my niggas with me straight up out the hood. But they'll call you fake, you make it out the hood. Bitches turn sour, niggas turn snake.
That right.
They shutting off the power when the payment late.
No, they
when you broke, niggas love you. When you rich, they hate.
Pussy.
They plotting on your death, trying to set a date. Feel
promise. This ain't the life you looking for. Search my car, but I don't know what they looking for. Secret indictments and I don't know what they took them for. I see mommy in the kitchen, she was cooking raw. The trap house, the trap door. Packed house, now we coming through the back door.
Whip it up.
It was black tops, rocking a black force. Now we hopping out of traps with the mad dogs.
Shit made me sick, big appetite with a weak stomach. Ain't had nowhere to go, nigga, I was lost in them streets running. And I hit Rodeo just to get stylish, ran through 300. Just happy I did it, nigga, nobody ever gave me none. Flexing so hard, I might pull a muscle, but I just keep stunning. 30 in the mag, you get body bag, I'm just gonna keep dumping. Police get behind me, I'ma press the gas, I'm just gonna keep stumping. I'm just gonna keep stumping. Plotting on the come up, we was scheming. Now I hit the stage and they scream. I was trying to cope through them hard times for them max bills I was fiending. Got a bad bitch, honey skin tone, pretty long hair, she believes. Trying to tell you, girl, I can love you, I'm a cold-hearted little demon. Dysfunctional, I can't show affection, might bug up for no reason. Really, you don't even gotta be here, I done got so used to was riding for me, then you switched up. Now I fuck you and I mean it. Couple situations left me traumatized. Now I say less cause I'm speechless. If my brother needed, then I got him, and the whole gang know I'm bleeding. Trying to wake up from them nightmares, devil in my ear while I'm dreaming. In my past life did some bad things, I know karma trying to get even. Trying to get away from all that drama, hopped in the Benz and I'm speeding. Told him I was gonna be something. That broke shit made me sick, big appetite with a weak stomach. Ain't had nowhere to go, nigga, I was lost in them streets running. Then I hit Rodeo just to get stylish, ran through 300. Just happy I did it, nigga, nobody ever gave me none. Flexing so hard, I might pull a muscle, but I just keep stunning. 30 in the mag, you get body bag, I'm just gonna keep dumping. Police get behind me, I'ma press the gas, I'm just gonna keep stumping. I'm just gonna keep stumping.
Motherfucker. just all sand and boiling. I'm just fooling, I'm all in. I got big racks, my light is spin. Yeah, whoa. I just got a new Porsche. Rocket got a Rari, that's a new horse. Smoke a pussy nigga like a new port. Yeah, hey yeah, what's your net worth? Yeah, pussy boy, what's your net worth? Diamonds run my neck like what my neck worth. Yeah, bitches bust up. My wrist is bust down, it's bust down. Let me get my Apple Watch bust down, it's bust down, yeah. Yo, bitch, I'm so bust down, she bust down. I don't get too fucked now, no fucks now, no.
Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything. To fill the void, and when you're gone, will I have anything? Or will I be destroyed? Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything. To fill the void, and when you're gone, will I have anything? Or will I be destroyed? Yeah. Bright lights pass me in the city, it's emergency. I'm thankful cause I made it past my 30s, no one murdered me. Still remember vividly the nigga that pulled a gun on me. I'm petrified but moving like I got no sense of urgency. Pride make a nigga act way harder than he really be. Pride hide the shame of city, cut off all utilities. Pride hide the pain of growing up inhaling poverty. Pride make a nigga feel a way that you won't follow me. Make a nigga flash a thousand like he hit the lottery. Make a baby mama make shit harder than it gotta be. Make you have to take the bitch to court to see your prodigy. Make you have to use your last resort and pull a robbery. Pride be the reason for the family dichotomy. Got uncles and some aunties that's too proud to give apology. Slowly realizing what the root of all my problems be. It got me feeling different when somebody said they proud of me. Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And it left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. Yeah. Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything. To fill the void, and when you're gone, will I have anything? Or will I be destroyed? Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything. To fill the void, and when you're gone, will I have anything? Or will I be destroyed? Yeah. Much money to count, but the amount, 10 of a bounce. I gotta pay a nigga to add it up, and pay somebody to make sure whatever amount he say, I'm bagging up. Direct, I'm racking up, stacking up. You reaching or acting up, break it down, weigh it up, not bag it up. Make a five of mine, that's regular. Nigga playing with us, that's negative. Go back to start, that's never. I'm a boss, my closet never. Ain't no off days on my schedule. As long as I live, we live forever. So my twin and shit get better, these niggas that slip, let me ahead them. Got my seat up, I pay silly bands and half this on the jet. I don't need them, that shit in the past, I'm sitting like what's next. Got my seat up, foot all on the gas, it's not a CA bet. I can beat them. I believe in me, just tell me what's the bet. All my pride gone, had to lose it all, then I got rich. I own five homes, glad some of this shit starting to make sense. I'm staying hella focused, and I can't forget the bigger picture. I can't even hold it, I didn't have shit, I won't forget. Will I be destroyed? Come to me with everything, it's starting to get annoying. I'm addicted to promethazine, it's crazy, I know it. All this money coming in, it drive me crazy, not destroy it. I'll be crazy if I blow it. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And it left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil.
My shirt, too sexy for my shirt. All right, peace to the gods. What's going on? Let me get these lives started. They finally took me out of Facebook jail and shit. First of all, I signed up with Twitch. I've signed up with Patreon, all that. So look forward to a membership on Patreon, where when I got something really heavy to talk about, that's where I'm going to talk about it, so that they don't give me strikes against me. That shit is bullshit. And I'm also going to do a membership over there for the newbies on Patreon and the whole nine. I'm about to do some really new shit, live shit. I'm working on it. You know what I mean? Let me start it up on YouTube as well. And then the gram. I'm waiting for my new computers. My daughter got my computer wet. So I bought a whole bunch of new computers. Two of them, two different MacBooks. You know what I mean? Happened to me once, shame on me. Happened to me twice, shame on you. You know what I mean? I'm never going to let get caught with my pants down again like that. Right now, and I'm using an old computer, and all the memory in the old computer is real slow. Yeah, it's real slow. I can't even do most of my stuff, man. It's crazy. So, yeah, we got a whole bunch of things exciting happening. I know y'all seen the flyers. You know, I got a bunch of seminars jump off next month. I hope y'all come join me. It's going to be very educational. I got the newbie seminar. You know what I mean? It's jumping off in Jersey. And it's a nationality injunction. Plus, I'll be talking about, you know, the non-UCC. Tickets is $300. It's 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You can get the tickets at evenbright.com. Evenbright.com. More love for Jonah Bay. All right. The location is Crying Cave, 209 3rd Street, Newark, New Jersey, 07107. Once again, the location is Crying Cave, 209 3rd Street, Newark, New Jersey, 07107. All right, and you get your tickets at evenbright.com. More love for Jonah Bay. More love for Jonah Bay. Newbie seminar for all you newbies. Y'all got to come. It's hosted by Tamika Lott and Williams L. All right? And, of course, that one's jumping off. But the one jumping off right here in Atlanta is the Private Banking Using the Trust Seminar Part 2. It's going to be Saturday, October 9th. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., hosted by your man, Jonah Bay. You get your tickets at jonahbay.com. The address is the Kearney Courtyard, Atlanta, down to 133 Kearney Way, Atlanta, Georgia, 30303. You get more information. Any of y'all other people who want me to come out and do a private seminar, help you promote it on the radio and get more people to come, contact me at jonahbay@gmail.com. If you want me to come to a seminar in your state, contact me at jonahbay@gmail.com. We'll discuss it and make it happen. All right? So that's what's going on. All you people, they'll tell you when part one of the private banking seminar was off the chain, they're looking to finish it up so that it can jump in. A lot of people jumped on some things that was inside the law already. So it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. YouTube still ain't get me on. I don't understand. Maybe I'm still in YouTube jail. It's supposed to say that I was good. But anyway, I am live on Facebook. And let me go live on Instagram. We ain't going to worry about it no more. You know what I mean? We just going to go to all the other platforms and get on there and talk about the things we need to talk about. Go live there, get the info, and get out our people straight. You know what I mean? We can't be worrying about what everyone else is doing. You know what I mean? But welcome to Townfutation Wednesday, where I do do a Q&A. You're doing them. When you want to learn both the processes, you're going to want to go to SoundCloud.com. SoundCloud.com. So you can go in them archives and learn the things like how to record, how to do your ministry. It's a wealth of SoundCloud. So make sure you check out SoundCloud for sure. All right. So let me go to, I'm breaking up a little bit. God damn. That's unfortunate. That's very unfortunate. You know how it is, man. They don't want to hear it. I ain't said nothing yet. But I'm going to the call line. What's going on? Answer questions. Here's some testimonies. You know we do. Peace out to everyone. I'm so. They said they the fuck out of God. I'm not surprised. Let me close down some of this other shit. As soon as YouTube came online, it started acting up. Coincidence? Probably not. But hold on. Let's see what it is. September. Yeah, I'm not surprised that's what they're doing. You know, this is how they treat us. You know, you got to understand, I'm a little relevant. And when you're relevant, that's how it goes down. I was listening to The Business Show. And it's Jason Black, right? And he did a show last night. I was checking out. And they flagged his show and took it down talking about explicit sexual none in there. He didn't have none in there. Anybody who's telling our people how to go about being right, being correct, coming together as families, all of that, yo, they hating on that. They will shut you down. It's not just me they're doing this to. They're doing it to, truthfully, all melanated content creators. If you're melanated, and you're a content creator, they're hating on what you're doing now. This is why we're doing alternatives. But look, YouTube is going live. Let's see if it does. Anyway, I'm going back to the call lines. I'm going to 917-804.
There it is. Peace to the gods. What's going on, Elder Riley?
What's up? How you doing?
Yeah,
I'm doing
one
back. This is great. I got on black tonight with a black tie. I feel like I'm Men in Black.
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. And so thankful for large sums of money that come to me, you, and all the listeners. Love you too, baby. All right. You what? Yourself, Jonah. Peace to the God.
Peace to the
God.
Yeah. Dropping off the little
Hello,
ones, you know what it is.
My
God.
Little queen.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yo, I had two simple questions for you, God. I've been listening to your 4/17/2017 show, which was the judicial notice.
Yes.
And if the newbies ain't heard that, y'all need to go listen to it over and over and over again. Because he dropped mad jewels in there. So,
everyone in
their
mama keep on telling you, breaking up. What y'all want me to do? Yo, if I'm breaking up here on Blog Talk, go to YouTube, go to Facebook, go to Instagram, try something else to listen. I mean, ain't nothing I can do about it. You probably want to go to Instagram. I'm streaming on my phone, so it's not the same system, so it should be smooth. And but you still going
to
have
to. They chopping you up on your phone too, God.
Oh damn. You still got to.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm working on it.
You already know how they do. You know what I'm saying? You already know how they do. But the listeners that's been here know how to get whatever it is that they not allowing you to say. They know how to pick up on the in between. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, we know that. We know that.
Yeah, but that issue notice and review and all that. Like, those are the things that people have to learn that can go to court and do things in court. Like, a brother had hit me up just out the blue. I was using lunch. Nigga just hit me up and just called. And then he was like, yo, brother, I'm just getting out of jail and all that. I'm like, yo, I understand that, but I'm eating right now. You ain't got no consultation. And he was like, yeah, but I had my injunction in. I had my injunction in and all of that. And they still locked me up. So he was telling me a little bit about it. And he was like, yo, I mean, they had me in jail 72 hours. I went to court. They dismissed all charges, like no license, no nothing, da-da-da-da-da. They dismissed everything. And I'm like, yo, your injunction worked. The problem is, that's why everything was dismissed. But I says, the problem is, I told you, ain't nothing I can do about a racist cop, either it was a race cop or a new cop that didn't look at the computer. So you were already locked up. You were already locked up, but the court tried to make you whole. But he like, yo, fuck that. I spent 2 days in jail, Jonah. I want to sue. And I'm like, yo, I'll help you sue, but you really ain't ready to sue. You really don't know the procedures or none of that. You know what I mean? So,
it's like
you said, people need to go in the archives and learn those shows that I did on how to sue and how to conduct yourself in court under their rules.
Exactly. You can't come in as a 14th Amendment and try to sue as a 14th Amendment. That's not going to work.
And if you ain't entering the law, if you don't enter the law into the case by judicial notice, what happens is you allow them to put the law in the case. And the law they're going to put in is some 14th Amendment at law shit that's going to shut you down.
Absolutely. You got to do that Constitution. You got to put your Trinity versus Aguilera in.
The Constitution is their trust indenture, which they took an oath to follow. You always got to put that in the case. Every case. Every case you got, judicial notice, put in the Constitution. Judicial notice, put in your DBA, doing business name, judicial notice, put in your DBA, your copyright, all of that. Shut all that shit down and let them know, yo, I'm not no 14th Amendment. This is illegal and it's owned by the trusts.
Exactly. And you just dropped that Supreme Court case, Allen versus Cooper. You got to go ahead and drop that as president.
Man, I get that. Back in the days, I told you about Pagliari versus Trinsky, where they can't put no evidence in. The reason why y'all not using it, because y'all don't know it. But if you want to learn it, you're going to have to go to the archives.
Yeah. Look, it's in there like Prego, like you said. It's in there like Prego. You got to get it.
You got to get it.
Absolutely. So, check it. I got a new case coming up, you know. I've been in the archives heavy. Like I said, man, I've been listening to that show. I probably listened to it.
Get your ass out of trouble.
Had the incident. Man, I'm trying. Look, I've been good in the vehicles, you know what I'm saying? They got the injunction on them, but I was in a work vehicle. So, you know, they put me in a work vehicle. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just gotta
that's why you gotta have that private ID. You gotta be having your private ID with the IDP, the IDP and the foreign license,
foreign driver's license,
and you're straight no matter what car you in.
Right. Big fact. So my thing is, yo, they dropped, they you know what I'm saying, they took a nigga into detainment, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the whole time they was like, yo, you're not under arrest. I said, what you mean I'm not under arrest? You're not under arrest. I just can't let you go because it's for your own good. I'm just going to call your wife. She's going to come pick you up. And you can roll. But what the hell? All right, cool, cool, cool.
That's do not detain.
Yeah, straight up. I was like, all right, cool. You know, I'll handle it when we get to court. And then everything that they've been sending me after the fact has been in the wrong name.
Because this is what I want y'all to know. When you hit them with the DBA and the copyright, they're not going to put shit in that name. Now, if it ain't in your name, it doesn't apply to you.
Yeah, because the law is precise.
So you need to write an affidavit of truth saying you're declined to come into court because it's not in your name. And tell them what the name is and see if they use it. They're not. And then you're going to say, you have 72 hours to put it in my right name or dismiss the case. Why? Because
like
they can't come after
like
you
that.
In a name that's not yours.
Right, yeah, the Constitution says you got to sue in the proper name.
Yeah, it's called Rule 17 of the Federal Rules of Procedure. It has to be in the proper name, or you have to be a trustee, or a trustee of an express trust,
yeah.
Rule 17. All in the archives, I talk about Rule 17.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Look, I done bust that show down, too. I'm telling you, man, look.
Get that studying.
If they don't understand...
So,
You got to get them archives up. I don't know what to tell them, man. Archives got it. Yeah, absolutely. You know, all you got to do is tell them, don't contact you
until you have a claim in my name.
Exactly. You know, I just wanted to get on and give you your roses before, you know what I'm saying,
well,
you couldn't smell them.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for the testimony. You know, because you know, niggas been trying to say this for years, that Jonah Bay shit don't work. And I keep on saying, I don't have no Jonah Bay shit. This is the law. I teach the law. I don't have no Jonah Bay shit.
That's they shit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even have lawyers. Like, the first time I went through a situation, I sued a lawyer off bucks. The lawyer came to me and was like, yo, who you study with? What lawyer you got doing? I'm like, nah, I don't fuck with lawyers. I don't deal with none of them. I did my own. He was like, man,
yo,
somebody
taught you
right.
They swear we dumb. See, what's baffling them is, remember, when I first came out teaching, I told y'all we were illiterate. We can recite the words, but we don't know the meaning of the words, which means you're illiterate, because reading is comprehension. We don't have comprehension.
Yeah. Yo, you taught us how to comprehend it, you know what I'm saying? You go break it down, bust down the laws, bust down the definition, go to whatever the actual, what you're reading, go down to that gear.
When you're using Black Law's Dictionary, you got to use the Black Law Dictionary that pertains to that year or that set of years.
That year, yeah.
Because they change the definition every few years. So when you want to get the shit right, if I'm reading a case or something to do with the 1700s, I got to bring up the Black Law's Dictionary that was done in the 1700s. And to tell you the truth, they're supposed to do that with every dictionary. If you're reading some old shit, you got to read the old dictionary. You're reading some new shit, you got to use the new dictionary. These are the keys to understanding what the fuck they're talking about. If you're reading one of their codes, U.S. code laws, right, you have to go into the definition of that law to know what they're talking about.
Right.
You can't just read a Black Laws and think you know what they're talking about in that U.S. code. No, they got a glossary. They got a definition. That's why a lot of people don't understand the UCC. Because they look at the definitions everywhere else except for the UCC.
Yeah. So check it. This is right in line with what I was going to ask you. Because I was going to do my judicial notice. And, you know, saying I rocked off. I was listening to John. I said over and over again. I noticed the cat put the federal rules of procedures in there. And he did the state code. You know what I'm saying? Dropped both of them. But I remember hearing on the older shows, he was like, yo, it's not up to you to teach them law. But I was wondering, would it be bad for me to actually put the definition in to what I'm talking about?
No. Like for instance, I did injunctions for other states. And the other state's constitution had, you know, they had no ex post facto law. And they also had the other one. What's the other one?
A bill of attainder.
Yeah, bill of attainder. Thank you. And
bill
I'm like,
absolutely.
If you use those words, they don't know what you're talking about. So you need to define those words so they know exactly what bill of attainder and ex post facto mean.
Big fact. Big fact.
So if it's not clear to the regular person, you need to define it.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's exactly what I was, you know what I'm saying? That's what I wanted to know. Because I was like, you know what? I'm going to drop the federal rules just in case I got to move it up to a federal case. I'm going to drop the state rules so the state know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to also drop the definition so there is no misconstrued of understanding what I'm talking about.
Right. Now the shit on Facebook, my video on Facebook closed down. See, this that bullshit. Let me see what YouTube didn't even go live yet. This is the shit they be doing, my niggas. But anyway, a newbie asked me, I'm a newbie, where do I start? Newbie, you're going to start by going into SoundCloud.com. SoundCloud.com.
State Constitution.
And search Jonah Bass and listen to those archives. You're going to start where all
Absolutely.
The old people started in those old shows. They started way back then. If you want to be like these older cats, you're going to have to go into those archives. Because, first of all, let me tell y'all this. They're hating on me so much on what I teach. I can't even do 3-hour shows. I always did 3-hour shows. But they're censoring me. They're censoring me. So I got to do an hour show now, an hour and a half, and just answer y'all's questions. They're not letting me teach the way I used to teach. But that's why I'm going to Patreon. You can go to Patreon now, try to just check out my page. It's Jonah Bay. Patreon.com. You know,
that's what I wanted to
I'm joining Mad Alternative Patreon.
Okay.
I'm also going to have a donation button so y'all can donate to me so I can even do more studying on the things that y'all need me to study on. Because y'all got to remember the problems y'all have, not the problems I have. You're going to have to donate if you want me to go into a certain problem. You know, because the truth is, my concentration is to get into those CAFR accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
I ain't really
you know
got
what
no,
I appreciate about you
I ain't
guys.
Got no issues. I ain't got no issues, so you know I ain't dealing with it. All the other stuff.
You know what I appreciate about you guys?
What's
like
that?
The newbies may not understand, but the cast that's been here since like 2014 and on, they understand that you taught us in reverse.
Yes, I did.
You know what I'm saying? You taught us in reverse. And it, like, I had the aha moment at 3 years, but I just had a new awakening at 8 years. It was like, yeah, hold on, time out. He taught us all this in the beginning.
Yep.
Let me go get it in. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Let me go get it in.
And that's what the archives is going to reveal. The archives is going to show how brilliant it was that I had to do what I before. I was already dangerous before they understood I was dangerous.
Ooh,
and since I taught it in reverse, they didn't understand what I was doing. But now they do. I didn't reveal everything. And I'm like, well, now they're going to be on my head. Also, I got a Twitter account. So hit me up on Twitter, Jonah Bay on Twitter. Jonah Bay underscore Bay. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Jonah Bay Twitter, that's mine too, but someone set it up for me. The white set it up for me. I don't have access to that.
The
new one is Jonah underscore Bay on Twitter. Hit me up. Hit me them tweets.
Yo. Oh, look, outside of testimonies, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you go in the archives, I dropped plenty of testimonies. I done shut people down. I done shut all the counties down with probation, DWIs, interlocks, the whole nine yards. I done did all that. You know what I'm saying? I did all that. My testimony now is you have to go into the archives, phase it out 100%, A to Z, 2014. A to Z. When you get that ear to listen, it's right there.
It's right there. Case law,
yeah.
The laws that you're going to be following, and the breakdown of how to follow it, why you're following it, and why it works.
Oh, my God. Dog,
don't get no credit in
it. Judicial notice, I've been listening to it since August 31st. Every day, twice a day.
Wow.
And that was my second question is, I want to know, how do you style that heading? I know it goes to the clerk of court and the court, but how does the heading come across?
The heading is just judicial notice on the right-hand side of the paper. Everything else is the same as your regular court header. It says judicial notice and motion for judicial notice. That's it.
Right. And then you request the motion for a hearing.
Yep.
Motion to be heard. All right, motion to be heard.
Because when you put in the judicial notice, you're putting them on notice, but then you have to ask them, you got to move the court. Moving the court is doing a motion to be heard. You got to do a motion hearing. If you don't do the motion hearing, they're not going to move. They're not going to do it for you. You have to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Yo.
And if you are a lawyer,
I love it, man.
If you are a lawyer, they'll do it for you. But since you pro se, they're not going to do it for you.
Mm-hmm. Pro se. God, I swear to you, man. I got a letter from...
Persona.
Yeah, I got a letter from the cats, right? It's in the wrong name for one. They didn't check off nothing on the actual violations. And then the email address is all incorrect.
That's what I'm trying
to
tell you.
I don't even have a way to reach back out to you. You know what I'm saying?
Then that's not you.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, people don't understand that Jedi mind trick. You know what I'm saying? I'm just here to tell them about it, dog. They do Jedi mind trick shit.
Jedi mind tricks, man. They no joke. They no joke.
And then if you're supposed to have a speedy trial.
You've been talking a minute. I got to let you go.
No doubt. Peace to the God.
All right. Peace, God. All right. I'm going to the next call. I'm going to 310-403. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yo, peace. What up, Jonah?
Peace, God. What up? So is the sound quality better? I shut off Facebook. I shut off... YouTube. I'm only doing Instagram and Blog Talk right now.
Yeah, you good now?
Yeah. This old ass computer probably can't keep up with the speed.
Yeah, probably. It's probably a little too much.
Yeah. But one computer's supposed to come Friday. The next one comes Saturday, so I should be good with the new ones, the new computers. And like I said, we're switching to alternative places where we could do these meetings, man. I'm not putting up with this shit no more. I've been studying opening up all these different media outlets so I can make the switch.
right? I can't front. I feel some kind of way, man. The newbie's getting you. You tech savvy now. Back in the day, it wasn't like that.
You know what? I could have been tech savvy, but I wasn't because I had people helping me. I had a team. And too bad the whole team stabbed me in the back, and I had to get rid of them. And I'm like, ain't no team no more, so I got to do it. I'm capable of doing anything, but, you know, I would prefer not to do everything.
Yep.
Well, it's all right. Yeah. I've been growing without the team. I've been, like you said, I'm tech savvy now, and I'm doing it without people. You know, I started off alone, you know, so cool. And I did it without internet. I was going around doing seminars everywhere without internet. And that's how I got known. That's how I got a following, word of mouth.
Yep. Yep. And the funny thing, speaking of the old team, I know the last brother that called in, I know him too, man. And it's funny, he's giving you those testimonies on the injunction, and he's in one of the states that somebody from the old team tried to say it didn't work in that state. But it obviously does.
You got to understand, the old team has to say what they going to say to try to hurt me. But it don't hurt me. And see, my thing is, y'all already used it yourselves. That nigga can't convince you that it don't work. He could only convince newbies. But if the newbies are listening, they listening to all of y'all with the testimonies. I've always had testimonies. So what that nigga Dick said don't make no sense. And that's the same nigga who said he created the injunction. You created the injunction, but the injunction is based off of Georgia's constitution where I live, and you live in Florida? Wow. It's 6 years later. I'm teaching, you know where to be found on teaching, but you created the injunction? Wow. Niggas wrote books, stole my information. Fuck all them niggas. Thank you, baby. She says I'm looking fly as usual. I feel like Men in Black, but thank you. Something about a black, all black suit just looks really good on men. Yeah. It does.
Yeah. Okay.
But what do you want to talk about,
bro? Well, hey, man, I'm about to send off this promissory note. I'm about to take that step and get the name changed, the promissory note and all
that. I have to ask you this. You do know that when you do the promissory note, you have to put the promissory note either in an attachment to an affidavit or the attachment to a UCC, a non-UCC.
Correct. Yeah, that's okay. What I was going to ask you about.
I wanted to make sure you knew that and the audience knew that, because some motherfuckers try to walk it in by itself. Good luck.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That ain't the way it works.
Right. Now, when you turn it in with that non-UCC, I have the one that you said, go ahead and just keep that one private, just leave it where it's at and do a new one for the promissory note.
Yes.
Now, I would just basically take that same, like that footprint page and all that collateral and put that in with it as well?
Yes. Yes, you're going to name the stuff that's the collateral and all that promissory note, and also make reference to the old non-UCC, and you're done.
Okay.
You don't give that much information.
And that's what that little...
If they want to know, they'll look it up.
Yeah, and that's what that little space is after line 18 is where I'm supposed to list all the items. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. That's basically what I needed to know.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. You got anything else?
Nah, that's it, man. That's all I had. All
right, wonderful talking to you. Peace to the God. All right, I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 901-500. Hey, newbies. If y'all wanted to ask me questions, y'all got to call in before 7, like 6:45, you raise your hand, and you'll be at the top so I can get some of y'all's questions answered as well. But anyway, what's up, brother? 901-500.
Brother Jonah, what's up, man?
What up, God?
Man, you got to be out here bashing me on the line, bro. You know, I support you, man, even though that Jonah Bay shit never works, man. I'm the biggest supporter, man.
What you mean I'm bashing? I know what I'm saying.
You know, I hate to call, you know what I'm saying, out the blue. But, shit, sometimes you be so backed up, the consultation be taking a minute. And I didn't want to miss a step.
I'm so backed up, man. And I apologize to everyone. I'm doing the best I can do with them. But I made headway. I think I got 15 more. And then after the 15th, then I should probably finish between Thursday and Friday. Then I'm open after that. But I apologize for that. What's up, bro? What's going on?
Come on, bro. One man, you got a family. You got kids. Come on, bro. You got your own shit to deal with. I appreciate you just taking the time to help my dumb ass out. You know what I mean? You could be like most folks with the knowledge and just sit back and enjoy life and be like, fuck.
Yo, to tell you the truth, y'all niggas remind me of me. All that bullshit I used to do, I ain't know no better.
Come on, man.
I don't know no better now. It's just that I've done so much shit, they leave me the fuck alone.
See, I want to be like you when I grow up. That's my goal in life, man. Just leave me the fuck alone, man. I don't want to be bothered. I don't bother nobody.
Yo, once you get that paperwork done and know how to apply it, they do. The last motherfucker they want to see is your ass when you know that shit.
I ain't gonna lie, Jonah. That's how I felt when I went to court yesterday because the judge wouldn't even come out and see me. He sent the little weak ass baby.
Oh, see?
Yo, he kicked me out of court.
They used to do that to me. They used to kick me out of court. And all of that, they would kick me out of the fucking court building. I can't come back to the court building no more.
Yeah, they ASAP me out of there now. And I'm a William, so usually I'm the last call. But this time, hell no. Nah. But, you know, I know a lot of folks got questions and everything. I just wanted to know, is there anything that I need to do as of tomorrow? Because, you know, I'll book the consultation and wrap with you, you know what I'm saying, one-on-one.
You got to give me more information. But right off the rip, I'm going to tell you, yo, make sure you got the DBA in. Make sure you got your copyright paper in. And you do that under judicial notice. You tell them about that. And those are attachments to the judicial notice. Make sure you have the ABA in. You know what I mean? The affidavit that's talking about, you know, you don't participate in administrative courts.
Right.
I don't agree. Have all those in. But other than that, you would have to give me more information to give you more specific stuff.
Well, I mean, I'm just talking like the stop and suit. Like the case is dismissed. They didn't want nothing else with the case. They just dismissed it. No court calls, no fine, nothing. But I'm just talking about my stay in a nasty-ass facility sitting on them hard-ass
The lawsuit I was talking about you earlier where he said, yo, he want to sue. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to help you sue. Yeah. But they did kind of. It was the cop himself that didn't know and look in that computer. Or he was racist.
Now,
one or the other.
The cop is bogus. The cop has stopped me before, John. He bogus.
Oh, he racist.
Stopped me before. The lieutenant made him let me go. And now that's why he just snatched me out of the car. It's real bogus shit. Like I said,
he a racist cop. I told you. I don't have remedy for a racist cop is soon. Now, I'm glad you brought that up. Look at the Charlie Sprinkle case. It shows you how to sue cops. Now, it's in the archives, too. I talked about the Charlie Sprinkle case. But that's how you can sue.
I couldn't remember the last name to save me, bro, but I remember Charlie Sprinkle. He sued Reagan.
Yeah, Charlie. He was the first man in America to go on the do not detain list based off the Constitution.
Right.
But make sure administrative court template for people with new cases. The template's 110. It's on the first page at jonahbay.com, where you don't agree to be in administrative courts. But that's not for you.
Even though they dismissed my case, I still need to file an ABA.
Nah, you don't. It's dismissed. It's time for you to sue them. go into the Charlie Sprinkle case.
Debbie out of jail at 5 a.m. I had to be back in court at 9. It took me longer to get into the building than it did in the courtroom. Like, I wasn't in the courtroom 5 minutes.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I could sit down.
They seen that injunction. They don't want to fuck with you. They know they fucked up. They know, actually, they talked to that cop that did that to you. They already talked to that cop. But I want you to go after him in his personal name. So, like,
listen,
I said,
John, I mean, the player hater, he never even turned in my wallet with my with the rest of my stuff that the owner she took me to jail with.
He did that on purpose. You gotta understand.
My passport gone.
Like
my shit gone.
You can give them the IDP, you can give them the private license, but this nigga racist. He's not gonna turn that in because it shows you were within the law. By having that, he didn't have no right over you. But his beef is he's racist, and the second beef is he can see your injunction, and your injunction got the real name of your straw man. So they be like, oh, this nigga, I'm not above the law. I'm not going to let this nigga be above the law. Fuck him. They be on that bullshit.
I mean, I must have fucked this bitch or something. I don't know, man. That man had real hate. Yeah, real hate in his home for his brother, man.
Stop being a hoe.
He was a brother, son. He was a brother. I mean, shit.
Yeah, stop being a hoe.
I retired, man. I retired,
you know,
though. I can't be here for my balling days.
You know, a lot of these motherfuckers is nerds used to get beat up by niggas that look like you and all that. So you remind him of all that. So, yeah, he going to take it out on you.
Yeah, I can dig all that. So do I need to go down to the precinct and put in a complaint?
You
or
should.
Or do I just need to just straight?
No, you should.
Okay.
You always give them fair warning and do the letter of intent to sue. And letter of intent to sue. And make sure you look up his bond to hit the insurance. Because you may be able to settle it before court. So try to let them know, the insurance people, you coming. But
okay.
I'm going to tell you the truth. They don't cover him anyway in his personal capacity. See, Charlie Sprinkle case showed how he sued Governor Ronald Reagan and his wife, Nancy Reagan, right? And he went after them
right.
in their, he also went after them in their personal names, not just as the governor.
And he went after him and his wife. Both times.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he went after the wife and the husband. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm telling you, it was crazy effective. Do it like this lawsuit. You can't go wrong.
Okay. So you say I need to hit him with a letter of intent to sue.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, for the newbies, I might go over this Charlie Sprinkle case again real soon. You know what I mean? I probably had to do a 3-hour show to do it, but I'm going to go over it. Y'all need to know this shit.
Facts.
Now, you
Facts.
Know, under
but
the Amendment.
I want to just stop at him. I want to do just like he did. I want to be like Charlie Sprinkle. Like, I want the governor. I want
right.
everybody. I want Memphis Grizzlies.
No, he put in involuntary servitude. They can't do that. That's part of the state's constitutions. He put in Article 13 and the 14th Amendment and bust them over the head with it. He told him,
right.
plaintiff is protected under Title 18 U.S.C. 241-242. That's deprivation of rights. That's when they doing color of law.
Right.
He bust their ass. So, yeah, if you suing under, 1866 suit? I forget which suit that's called. But this is the one. This is the one. See, it was prepared by a real lawyer. He had real lawyers helping him. So that's why I say use this case, because it has the paperwork correctly.
Right, right.
What is
Yeah, I'm going at it. Like I say, man, I don't want these folks to get off the hook, man. The main reason I fight the fight I fight, man, because I'm tired of this shit personally. And I got two sons, man. I do not want my sons to grow up and have to go through the same bullshit.
If I gotta follow the soul,
you go through shit to protect them so they don't have to go through the same shit.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. Any man that got kids, man, you better feel like this. You know what I'm saying? If I get mad as hell, like, I got a cousin that's a lawyer. Dumb as hell, though. He don't know no law. I be eating as a lie with this Jonah Bay shit that don't work. He just be baffled. Like, he be stuck. Like, damn, huh? How you do that? What you mean? Like, damn, cuz, you went 8 years of law school in Pittsburgh for what, man? Why? Why you paid them for? Why you owe $250?
Listen, they believe the shit that they're taught. So they don't know anything. They don't teach them. They teach them procedure, not law.
And that's what I hit him with every time he get mad.
Yeah.
They don't like to tell. You don't like to be told he only know procedure and not law.
Yeah.
But, man, I definitely want you to hold my hand on this one, John. This is my first time, man. I don't want to let these folks off the hook, man. I ain't no money hungry dude, but I won't charge them back, but I'll split it with you. Right.
I mean, like I said, you get the consultation. We'll go over the Charlie Sprinkle shit you got to use. Then I'll take a look at what you wrote with that. We make sure it's as good as possible to go after them. You know, but
right.
Yeah, it's the 1866 lawsuit, which is called the Civil Rights Act lawsuit.
Writing all that down. It's a little hard on me, man. It fucked up my hand. I can't even write good, man. Fuck your boy up, man. All right. Civil Rights Act lawsuit. So is there anything specific I need to say when I go in there and make a complaint in the morning?
When you saying you're making a complaint, how you making a complaint? Did you write it yet?
No, I hadn't wrote it yet. That's what I was saying.
Right.
I'm going to write it now,
you're
though.
Yo, you're writing the Charlie Sprinkle shit. You're going to have to sit down and write it. You shouldn't be going in the morning.
You shouldn't be going in the morning.
That's the complaint.
Gotcha. So I just send it in?
Yo, you write it. We're going to review it. And then you send it in or you take it in as the suit. Yeah. Why do
well,
it
I had, I had,
if that nigga already did it?
That makes sense. Don't reinvent the wheel. I got you. I'm with you
don't
now.
Do that.
My mind gets to wandering sometimes.
Now, everyone's saying, yo, if you want to go to my show for Charlie Sprinkle, it's 3/22/21. That's the newest one. That's not the oldest show.
And what's this on YouTube?
Nah, just put in Google Jonah Bay Charlie Sprinkle show, and it should come up. Let me see if that'll work. Hold on. Jonah. Yeah, Charlie Sprinkle show. It comes right up, and you can listen to the show. Take you right into the archives to listen to it.
All right. Well,
if you know what I'm talking about, it'll pull up the show. You put Jonah Bay and whatever you wanted me to talk about.
Okay. I never check you out like that. I usually just, you know, try to dig through.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to give y'all an easier way to do it. You know what I mean? All right, then. Peace, God. Wonderful talking to you.
Well, I appreciate you all, but I'll book you up for this week, man. And I had it together by Thursday, Friday.
All right, cool. Peace.
Thanks, God. All
right, I'm going to call her 253-476. Peace to the God. Peace. Two, five, three, four, seven,
peace
six.
To the gods. Peace
to the
gods.
How are you
doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah, I'm doing
great. I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money flows to me quickly and easily. I'm so happy and grateful that perfect health flows into my body quickly and easily, and I wish the same for all of y'all. Ashe. So what's up? What are we talking about?
Jonah, yeah, I got one quick question I want to ask you. 7 months ago, I filed a tax court petition in tax court, and I got a phone call from the tax court attorney. He wanted me to give him permission. He says that the commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service and the IRS, they do not have jurisdiction over this matter, and he wanted me to give him permission to dismiss the case. I got the paperwork back, the order of dismissal, the motion of dismissal. The judge signed off on it. He agreed with me that from the year 2000 to the year 2021, that they do not have any jurisdiction and that I don't owe them anything. But what's happening now, a few months ago, they started back sending letters out stating that they needed 60 days to check into the matter. They needed 90 days to check into the matter. Then after that, they started sending collection correspondence again pertaining to the same shit that already been ruled on. So I'm thinking maybe I might need to file another court case with the not tax court this time, but Superior Court or one of the other lower courts to get what's called some sort of an injunctive relief, because I got all my paperwork.
Yes, you can. First of all, to do a cease and desist letter with the order that said it was dismissed. They didn't have jurisdiction. You didn't owe nothing. You need to give that to them. Right? Once you do that, now you can sue them for coming after you. You have to give them
warning.
Yeah, you got to give them
warning. Oh, shit.
Well, that's why you talking to me, baby.
No, it's just, I know you've been my teacher for 6 years. I appreciate it.
Right. The Bible tells us to try to agree with thy adversary. And if you go to them and try to agree, if you can't agree, then you take them to court. This is why I tell y'all to do the administrative process before any court proceeding where you're going to be sued.
Right.
I gave that nigga 3 chances. Fuck that. Now pay me. That's how
I see we've
it.
Already – see, I forgot to mention that to you. Every time that we get these collection correspondence from them, we always rebut them through the administrative process, first, second, third. And I added the equitable estoppel, so I respond to them 4 times.
Right.
And then they discontinue with this, like for
and
instance,
they send it to someone else, and then they start it again. I know.
Yes. All over again. Okay. So I got it now. So that's why that you – last week you gave some information about cease and desist. I got to go back and pull that up. Okay, I know how to handle it now. Appreciate it.
All right, no doubt. Peace, God.
Yeah, thank you, God.
See, y'all hearing the newbies. See, the newbie, I mean, you're hearing the old people out there doing shit. They make shit happen. They've gotten the lessons when I first taught it. Now, I want you newbies to be just as proficient, but y'all going to have to be in those archives, right? Now, someone said, I did a constitutional challenge for someone in jail, and the attorney general sent them a letter basically saying that he's not getting involved. Is this what I'm supposed to get back? Hell yeah. Now, you know in the constitutional challenge, it tells you that they have to come and certify that it's a real law. It's constitutional. So you use this letter for a motion to dismiss saying that the attorney general will not certify that this law is constitutional, so therefore you have no grounds to try to use it against me. That's how you do that. All right, I'm going to the next call. I'm going to 636-249. Peace to the God. Peace. What
else? Peace to the God. Hold on.
Peace to the God.
There we go. Peace to the God. Okay, yo, I'm going to start off a testimony really fast, but I really want to talk about
testimony. Who the fuck are y'all learning from that y'all getting all these testimonies? And we get it. I get it every week. Every week.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So check it. I got a $12,000 judgment against me. Or should I say I had a $12,000 judgment against me. I let the cat out the bag too early. But anyway, I did the cease and desist letter, you know, on copyright infringement. Mm-hmm. And
absolutely.
I swear to you.
I just reminded you of that again.
Just reminded me. That, yeah, just reminded me that. Because I did use the trust at first. You know, it was an out-of-state case. And, you know, I kind of jammed it up for a second. But, you know, I guess since I didn't make my appearance there, they went ahead and ruled against me. I just told them they have jurisdiction. So I should have still made my appearance. So, anywho, it just took just that one letter. And now when you go back and look at the case, it says this is what's currently going on. This is case review. There's no judgment anymore. So now, me hearing what you just stated, I'm going to hit them with a letter and have them close, shut their case down entirely. Actually, my cease and desist letter, it told them to shut the case down, period.
Absolutely. They don't have no right to even use the name.
They don't have no right to use the name.
If y'all paying attention, I keep on telling y'all how to set them up for the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Now, if you pay attention to what I said tonight, I told you Charlie Sprinkle is the lawsuit on how to do the lawsuit.
To get these cops. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And also, like you always say, when it comes down to, you know, messing around with these cops and things like that, don't ever do things from your address. Like, that's what I'm going into, what I'm getting ready to say right now. So this next part of the conversation, my question is pertains to the bill that was entered. Okay? So what's going on now, update, the defendant put in a motion to dismiss. At the moment, I don't know exactly the details of the motion to dismiss. And so I'm looking at it like this. I'm saying to myself, I have a few options here. Now, by the bill, a matter was stated, as well as interrogatories with a deadline was stated and addressed to the chancellor who entered the bill and made it, you know, applicable to the courts. And so they say that Jonah Bay shit don't work. That's a lie, because through that, Jonah, by you providing me information and me reading and stuff like that, you know, for the listeners out there, again, I was able to bypass those federal rules of procedure, you know, styling the case and things like that. Now, so from here, I'm trying to figure out, like, I'm thinking I have a few different options here, you know, on how to deal with this motion to dismiss. And I just want to hear you. I just want to hear your suggestion before I make, you know, a statement, or should I just probably get you in a consultation?
I told you, any motion to dismiss is based off they're not complying with the Constitution. That's how I go about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So
it's unconstitutional.
That's what they got to follow. Yeah, that's what they got to follow. So I'm always looking for them to violate the Constitution.
Okay. I pointed out. Okay. Yeah, because I say one thing, you know, them coming in, first of all, appearance, me reading the law, I don't really feel that they made an appearance. And, you know, that's something I want to establish with you. Did they really make an appearance?
They
by
never
coming
make
in with
an appearance.
Attorneys?
Let me tell you
they
why.
They never make an appearance. They have no affidavit.
Pagliari versus Trinsky. They can't. They can't do an oath.
They cannot. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I'm looking at it like that's not applicable. Like, I don't really have to apply to. I don't really have to respond to that, because right now I'm just 100% on offense, because that bill stated the matter and interrogatories with a deadline. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I know, and again, like you just said, it's unconstitutional. So
exactly.
What do you think? Okay. So I should. Respond to that, or I shouldn't?
I would always respond, yo, y'all not following the Constitution. That's not law. Anything repugnant to the Constitution is ab initio, void ab initio. That means it don't exist.
It don't exist. Ex post facto. Okay. Okay. I always have to address
it. Which means ex post facto. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. Peace,
right.
God.
Peace, God. I appreciate it.
I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 610-427. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great myself. I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money and perfect health flow to me and everybody on the line as well as you. I say, yeah. Jonah, I got a question about the 8832.
I seen your message. I came here to hear what you had to say.
Yeah, it was crazy because, you know, I looked at the rules. You know, I studied the rules, so the estate was done and was no problem. So they sent a letter back saying estates and trusts can't do that. So it's just crazy to me. It was signed by a supervisor, not the
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing. The reality is this. As I told you, a 9-8 number does not need an 8832 unless the is doing it to own something. Okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah. Hello?
You there? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Damn, man.
I probably won't be able to start the show again. That is crazy. They really don't want me to talk about these things. I didn't even say nothing that was detrimental to their system.
Really?
Yeah, they hate it. That's why I got to move to
Besides that 98 doesn't need an 8832.
It ain't a 98.
It is frustrating. It is really frustrating.
And in the comments, I didn't say it was a 98 either in the comments. I wrote it in the question.
It's right now.
Yeah, I can't even. I'm on the test.
Hello?
Even. That's crazy. Talking about the 8836.
I'll check out the word. I just wonder when all this shit happens, I'm going to have to return. I mean, pretty soon you're going to shut this shit down completely where you ain't going to be able to. Now, clearly, you're going to be the biggest one I have. Clubhouse is not for kids. It's for kids to have a show.
Yeah, I can't believe that.